rockets and up jump the boogie. Ball with the ball, then bang, then bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up. Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from Eddie, Georgia, in Columbus. And when you hear that music, it can only mean one thing: the return of the Keon for the Friday forecast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited about it. I'm giddy.
You have to be. Where's he been, hiding under a rock?
He's been hiding under a chalupa. And he...
Fresh off his Rocky Mountain high.
And he comes back the day we are in Columbus. Backyard of one you. Ohio.
He was supposed to be here, and he refused. He said he got busy.
Not true. Not true at all.
I drive north of Toledo until I was lost, and I knew I'd find Ann Arbor somewhere someday.
Listen, I would have been happy to be there. I'm just trying to get into Matt Wilhelm's tax bracket, and therefore I had to work today.
Janitors make excuses, kid. You disappoint me.
Kid.
Love it.
Kid, welcome back. The floor is yours. What's been on your mind lately, the kid, about this Cleveland Browns football team or life in general, really?
Life in general could not be better, and my outlook on the Cleveland Browns could not be any rosier. I don't know if I'm just drinking too much Kool-Aid or what is the situation, but I think the depth on this defense is amazing. I think the depth on the offensive line is incredible. And I, for one, am willing to say that I think Josh McCown can steer the ship correctly. I think playoffs or bust.
Playoffs or bust. The kid, Johnny B, they're on that play. I love the kid. By the way, I told everybody who was listening about the fact that you shot a 76 in golf, that you have achieved a new high. Is that the peak of your summer, or is it only getting better?
It's only getting better. That is the peak of my golf summer, I would imagine, although the Rocky Mountains were very good to me as well. But, you know, that really was an unexpected occurrence, particularly when someone, you know, Wilhelm, let me tell you a story. Most people, if you're having, like, the round of your life, they don't talk about it. They let you sort of go about doing your own thing. I'm playing with your partner over there. He's taking videos of me the last three holes. I mean, he's like talking about a no-hitter as I'm throwing.
And what happened?
I stood up to the pressure, and I made it happen.
Delivered. And
I
you're
delivered.
So glad you have those videos now. Your kids will be watching those. Your grandkids will be watching them. As you regale them with tales of the day you went out and slayed the dragon known as Tanglewood Country Club and shot a 76. Yes, indeed. All right, Gibbs. Friday forecast time. Let's go.
Give me number one, Chris Kuhn.
Number one.
Number one today on this Friday, guys. Outside of quarterback, the one player most under the microscope tonight is...
Justin Gilbert.
Can you start?
Justin Gilbert is absolutely the man under the microscope. I'm not liking what I'm reading. I'm not liking what my sources are telling me about his performance. This could be one of the shortest careers for a number one draft pick that I've ever seen.
I'm going to go with that's the negative tone of voice that we got there. I'm going to go with Danny Shelton. I want to see him single-handedly resurrect the 32nd ranked run defense by himself as a one-man wrecking machine there in the middle of this defense. And that's where my eyes are going to be fixed when the defense is on the field.
I want to watch Isaiah Crowell. This team's going to be built about running the football. Right now, he's the back standing out of the three people he thought were going to play prominent roles, Crow, Terrence West, and Duke Johnson. I want to see him go out there and show why he should be the man.
Number two.
The one I will say is the Crow. The job is yours at the running back position. You need to go and you need to take it. And it starts tonight with making a statement.
Yes.
Question number two, guys. What format would you make tonight's scrimmage? Would you tweak it? Coach Pettin has said, we're going to have a little offense versus defense, maybe first team, second team. Would you get more intense with it? What would be your format for a scrimmage?
My format personally would be first team offense with the second team defense, and then the first team defense with the second team offense, and just have a full-out game. Let's go.
The one thing is, again, hearing Pettin's comments about, you know, yes, there's going to be some tackling, He's discounting how much 11-on-11 or game-type atmosphere is actually going to happen tonight. But yet, the Browns have been selling, you know, selling this place at 70,000 tickets. They're selling this huge Columbus market on the orange and brown and the new culture of the Cleveland Browns. But yet, the head coach might not show an awful lot. So the one negative that I think can come from tonight is that the fan base or those tuning in on the NFL Network are not happy with Mike Pettine's practice on the field tonight.
Yeah, if I'm one of 70,000 fans, I want to see some hitting.
That's
I want to see some contact.
Right.
I want to see.
I don't want to see control.
I want the first team offense and second team defense to be a team. Second team offense and first team defense to be a team.
Score.
And play a game. Give me a half of football.
Yeah. I like that.
Number three.
Number three.
What injured player are you most disappointed to not be able to see tonight?
And this is going to come as a huge shock to everybody out there, but to not see Terrell Pryor, even being a Michigan man, I am so excited for Pryor. I think he's going to be great in the red zone. I've been calling for him to be a receiver for 5 years now. I can't wait to see him, and I'm disappointed we won't see him tonight.
The guy that I'm going to be disappointed to see that I look forward to thus far through camp is the Duke Johnson. You know, we drafted him in the third round. He's been, built up to be a third down back, be used in all these intricate ways by John DeFilippo in this offense. And we're not going to be able to see him. And we may hopefully not, hopefully he gets back by the first preseason game. But the frustration is out there in Mike Pettine's voice that this kid needs to be healthy because we're losing a facet of our offense without him on the field.
I'm going to agree with both of them so far. Terrell Pryor, I would love to see. Duke Johnson, I would love to see. I'll try to keep it diverse and go with somebody else. I'm sad Pierre Desir is not out there, but I think we know what he can do. I wanted to see Dwayne Bowe out
and
really perform.
Had. Yeah, I just Dwayne Bowe, I want to see what he can do. What he, we signed this guy. He's a vet. What's he doing for us? Next up.
Number four.
Offense or defense, who wins the scrimmage tonight?
I think it's got to be the defense. I think we're looking at probably a top two or three defense in the entire league. And as bullish as I am on the Browns, I don't think anybody's going to say the Browns have a top five offense. So I think it'll be fairly one-sided and the defense wins.
To go against the kid and simply to make, for creative banter, I'm going to go with the offense. I believe that there's going to be no brother-along between John DeFilippo and Jim O'Neill because Pettine and O'Neill want to see this defense take that step as well to be the top five defense that you just talked about, kid. But I think the offense is going to make those plays. I think that this fan base here in Columbus and those watching, nationwide on the NFL Network are going to have to be sold that this team can score. So we're going to evolve a little bit as the scrimmage goes on. We're going to see some big plays, some big throws, as we saw out of Johnny Manziel and Josh McCown over the past few days in Berea.
I think we're going to see a little bit of a back and forth, and I think ultimately the defense is going to come out on top. They've had the camouflage jerseys a little bit more than they have than the offense, and I think that'll be the case here as well. But let me tell you this. When you look at this team, it's going to be built on its defense, but you need that offense to show something here today. They don't necessarily have to win the scrimmage, but they've got to show that they can be competent and move the football on this defense. I'm going to be paying particularly close attention to third down situations, their ability to get positive plays on first down so that they're not behind
and
the
sticks.
And
what down and distance those third downs are.
Right.
You
know,
if
you don't
it's
want
third
a lot
and three
of
to
and
five, that'd be ideal. You don't want to see them third and seven plus because we saw what that did to a young quarterback in Brian Hoyer last year.
We saw that. Yeah, we saw what happened with this offense when they got put behind the sticks. You can't have that. And so it's going to be important to see what they can do. Obviously, your strength, you hope, is going to be running the football on offense. You're going against a team that at least last year was 32nd in the league against the run. Now, they're going to be much better, but that battle, the ground versus the run defense, is going to be a fun one to watch tonight as well.
Final one there, Chris Kuhn.
Number five.
All right, here's an interesting one. 49ers going to release Aldon Smith. Breaking news.
They have released him. It is
and
official.
A lot of things going on in San Francisco today. It's not a good day for 49er country. Aldon Smith or Ray Rice, who would you at least put a feeler out to?
Well, I wouldn't put out a feeler to either one because I don't believe that Ray Rice can still play football. But I will say this, and I was a huge critic of Ray Rice when the whole thing came down. But from listening to what he says, I really do believe he's willing to be the voice against domestic violence, and he's taking ownership of his actions and is trying to make a good out of an awful situation. So I personally have more belief in Ray Rice. However, as a football player, I think he has limited value.
I find it very intriguing that the two problematic players in Ray Rice and now Aldon Smith, both available to the Cleveland Browns, play positions that right now have, you know, some injuries in those rooms via Terrence West, Duke Johnson, missing practice with a hamstring, and, of course, a calf strain. And now we've got Barkevious Mingo having arthroscopic surgery to fix his meniscus in his knee, you know, out for about a month. I can't say that I touch either of one, but I think, as Kid, as you mentioned, Ray Rice seems to be a healed man who's hungry for another opportunity to continue to play a game that he loved. And the connection that he has with Wilbert Montgomery from their time together in Baltimore seems to me, if it's either of them, the closest connection to one of them being a potential Brown.
I don't think you go after either one of these guys. I mean, I think Ray Rice would probably be more likely. I think Aldon Smith just too hot right now. But when you look at what this team needs, it is another pass rusher off the edge. Aldon Smith certainly would fit that bill. Could you trust him? No, but let's not forget, this guy was the fastest player in NFL history to reach 30 sacks. He had the NFL record for the most sacks in his first two seasons, 33 and a half. The guy can flat out play the game. I don't think Ray Rice helps your football team. Aldon Smith would help your football team, but look, the 49ers are giving him chance after chance after chance after chance. The guy clearly has problems, and he would need to get those worked out before anybody gives him a look. Mike Freeman saying that he talked to some GMs around the league, and GMs say that Aldon Smith will not be playing in the NFL until 2016.
What a crazy offseason. Jim Tomasula takes over for Jim Harbaugh, who does what he does, you know, in San Francisco after coming there from his, you know, his time in Stanford in the Bay Area. You've got a rookie head coach. You lose Justin Smith. You got Patrick Willis, Chris Borland. Who else have they lost? They've lost Michael Crabtree via free agency.
Frank Gore. Mike Iupati.
Yeah, Mike Iupati. Davis, the tackle. Anthony Davis retired for a year. And now Aldon Smith, who Trent Baalke, 49ers GM, was just excited about, that he was finally back and they thought he was rehabilitated and that he's on the right path and he's had a good offseason. So it's just really scary how far off track this young man is.
This is a team that was in the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago on their defense. Two of the 11 starters from that defense remain with the San Francisco 49ers. That's it. Crazy stuff.
And let's be clear, they also lost one of the finest coaches in the history of football, and they replaced him with a bozo. So I look for that team to be terrible this year.
The history of football? Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go there.
That's a desperate stab at Michigan promotion.
You know what? You got it. Desperate times call for desperate measures, Wilhelm.
This is true. You guys can't beat yourself out of a wet paper bag.
The Kid, I think you could beat yourself out of a wet paper bag.
You can, but your team can't.
Looking forward to teeing it up with you tomorrow. Hope you enjoy the orange and brown scrimmage tonight on the NFL Network, since you won't be joining us here in the shoe, the Kid. And good to have you back as a part of the Friday forecast, my brother.
Back and better than ever. Won't miss one till the Super Bowl.
Good.
There it is.
Kid, ladies and gentlemen. All right. When we come back, final thoughts here live from Eddie George's as we get you ready for the orange and brown scrimmage at the shoe. Coming up in just about 3 hours, 70,000 members of the Dog Pound will be in attendance. You can catch it there. You can have a live interactive experience with Andrew Gribble at ClevelandBrowns.com. If you can't make it, of course, you can watch it on the NFL Network. Mike Mayock, Solomon Wilcott's on the call there. Get there early, 4:30 is when the doors open. For now, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, we're here at Eddie George's on High Street. Come and see us. Having a good time. Getting ready for the orange and brown in C-Town.